Here is the story of a childhood TV series that is absolutely ingrained into every Generation X's heart, that has finally managed to reignite interest in the renovation shows that have plagued us on the television for the last decade and a half. Michael Adato from the Sydney Morning Herald is in LA with a very Brady renovation. Good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning to you.
What an amazing concept, the Brady Bunch renovating the childhood home. Sort of, yes.
So it's essentially, the actual house that we used to see in the Brady Bunch never existed in the real world. It was built on Paramount Soundstage 5. So it was a set, like a TV set. It was had no roof, had no complete walls. The shot that we used to see of the outside of that house was a static shot that was taken. It was a day and a night version. It was just one shot taken of a house that happens to be in a street in a neighbourhood called Studio City, in a street called Dilling Street. And that house, over the years, whenever people would come to LA, I would always say, let's go and have a look at the Brady Bunch house. And there it was, isn't that cute? But that house has no architectural connection to the house we know. The interior is completely different. It's a different thing. So essentially, that house came up for auction last year. It ended up being bought by a television channel. The television channel commissioned a renovation show. And the renovation mission essentially is to turn the interior of the house that only ever provided the establishing shot into an interior that matches the interior of the actual Brady Bunch house.
So they're putting building the interior set inside the real house.
Essentially, well, they're remodeling the interior to match the set. So
wow.
Yeah, they are putting in that big living room, the stone walls, the staircase. They're creating the Jack and Jill bathroom, boys and girls bedroom. They've recreated the orange formica kitchen, the AstroTurf backyard. It's demented. And all of that, the most fascinating thing about it is the actual original house is a single-story bungalow. You'll probably recall, obviously, there was an upstairs to the Brady house. And so they had to do all of that. The challenge for them is to do all of that without actually destroying the single-level exterior theming facade of the house.
Mm-hmm.
It's become a big hit. And I think it's exactly as you said. There's something about this, there's something about that house, and there's something about these six kids who are now all adults in their sort of, you know, sort of 50s, 60s and 70s, which is somehow tied to us. I mean, I cried watching the first episode because they cried in the first episode, and you're really reminded of how much we are bound to them and their story and that we grew up with them. And we all, oddly, I mean, I remember all the nuances and the details of my friends' houses and my house growing up. I feel like we spent part of our childhood in that house.
As a result, we
know it really well.
Just quickly, in the time we have left to us, Michael, how many people watched it in America? How many people are watching it?
A very Brady renovation. About 10 million people watched the premiere episode, which in this, ratings is such a kind of movable thing, but in this day and age, that's on a small cable channel. That's the kind of audience that you're getting for a really big show on a major network.
Michael Adato, Sydney Morning Herald. I want to hear more about a very Brady renovation, and so I'll bring you updates as the weeks unfold.